When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Sewing Out Loud, the official podcast of ZD Sewing Studio. Here are your hosts, ZD and Mallory.
Sewing Out Loud.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Mallory Donahue.
And I'm ZD Donahue.
And today on the podcast, we are going to do a little year in review.
Like all the major, like, TV networks and stuff, like, you know, like Hollywood does.
We're important.
How important are we?
We're so important. Okay?
We're important to like a few people here and there, I'm sure.
Exactly.
Like the child you're breastfeeding. You're important to him.
Don't give away one of the things that happened in 2017.
Oh, that is one of the things that happened. Well, we didn't talk about it in detail.
Okay, so 2017 was a big year.
Ooh, I just thought of something I could tell on you. Go ahead.
Oh, great. 2017 was a big year.
Big year.
For what?
Endings and beginnings and...
What is our business called, first of all? I was going to say it's a big year for... I'm saying SewHere.com, but SewHere.com is not our, technically our, like, business name.
What is our business name? Well, our real business name is Buckwheat Zetico, if anybody really wants to know. That's our S corporation, is Buckwheat Zetico.
So there's a story behind that. We'll share that
someday,
another time, I guess. That's our sole, not proprietor.
It's a S corp, whatever that is.
Okay.
I don't even know what it is.
Whatever the accountant
told us to do, and how we pay our taxes.
That's right. ZD Sewing Studio, SewHere.com. It was a big year for
the self-sewn wardrobe.
Yeah, for this whole thing. Okay. So I think our biggest deal, one of the biggest things that happened, and I did have a baby this year, but one of the biggest things we did was that we closed our retail store.
Yeah, our brick and mortar.
Our brick and mortar physical store. We were sewing machine dealers.
Right.
For a long time. And ZD bought the business. So it had existed before.
Right.
It had existed
for, I think, 26 or 27 years before I bought it.
Yeah, I thought maybe it existed a little longer.
I remember the 25th anniversary having that.
Yeah, me too. Know. Right. Okay, so you think only like 26.
So I don't know. Maybe I don't think it was quite 30.
So it was a business that had like a lot of history.
Right.
A lot of clientele. But
I think it was the first sole sewing machine dealership in Columbia, Missouri. Right.
Yeah. No,
Sears, I think, sold sewing machines, and there was a Montgomery Ward here. They were all, though, catalog stores. So I don't even know if they had machines like on the floor.
So back in like the 70s.
Right.
Or whatever.
Yep, it was. It was in the 70s.
It was the first sewing machine dealership in Columbia, Missouri. And that's where we are. So ZD bought the business, and we decided that all of our online media and...
Well, I think at the beginning of 2016, am I correct? Yes, we started the podcast.
That's right.
And it rolled.
Uh-huh.
And I think we were surprised how well it went. And so we were getting more online-oriented and more production-oriented.
Yeah, and it was... returning for us, and we decided that the overhead of the store was not something.
Well, and you were going to have another baby.
I
was aging.
Mom's
everyone's aging, but I'm I've aged a lot.
Mom's a dinosaur, we decided. That's right. on the this morning's live broadcast.
Zediosaurus. Zediotanica.
No, I didn't say that. Mom or somebody else said it. No one's told me I'm mean to you yet. Quite.
Oh, they will. It'll come up.
Or lately.
We're mean to each other. Yes. It always comes up.
Yes. So we decided to close the store, and it was a big, huge deal.
Well, and I think another decision that was made in there is Sam became a primary editor because
right.
it had gotten so big and we were doing so much, you could no longer edit.
Right.
So we had to make this position of supportiveness to us.
Yeah. Because we started creating mucho media.
Yes. Yes.
Maybe perhaps too much media.
Yeah.
Throughout this whole year, up until like the last month of my pregnancy, I was going live 3 times a week in the right. cell phone wardrobe.
You were until you had the baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or about a week before you had the baby, I guess.
I think I maybe slowed down to like once a week or something like that.
Well, I think another, you know, in that decision, what the decision was to move to our residence because we have some square footage here.
Yeah.
And, requirements was that when we moved all this crap home and into my side of the garage, that my car would be able to get into the garage before winter started.
And how'd that work out?
Well,
for
I want to tell you, it was 9 degrees yesterday.
I know.
And 2 inches of snow. And my car was not in the garage, nor the other site. Now, we have 5 garage bays, and 2 of them are still full of, you know, SoHere.com shit.
SoHere
crap.
Stuff, yeah.
Yes, yes.
Oh, it's explicit now.
Yeah, it's explicit.
Yeah.
So anyway, I had, part of what I did this year was I let it go.
Part of what you did this year was open the garage door to get out to your car.
That's right.
Every day.
Yes, every day.
Luckily, you have a remote start, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
But some reason, it doesn't always work in our driveway. It works every place else, but I don't know why it doesn't work in our driveway.
That's nice.
Yeah. Something with the alignment of the stars.
So
I don't know.
Sam started editing videos and podcasts and online class videos,
right.
And we released the leggings class.
Right.
When did we release that? Was that in August?
July, I thought.
July or August?
I thought we released it in July. I don't know.
Okay. I think you're right.
I don't know. Maybe it was August. Maybe we did a lot of taping in July.
We released that class, and it is our second online class.
Yes.
So we released our first online class in October of 2016 and our second one in July of 2017. And we're hoping in 2018 to release 2 online classes.
Right.
They take a lot of work. They're a big time commitment. Yeah. And so I think 2 is a good, we decided 2 is a good number.
Right. Well, the way we produce them, our classes are pretty extensive. They come in modules. I mean, we're not just sitting down and going, ooh, here's how you do this.
Now,
we do go into a lot of detail that some people don't.
Yeah. I mean, we try to also do like a good curriculum, like you said.
Absolutely.
It's not just sit down and boom. Yeah. The modules are important to me and important to a lot of people. We also, though, this will be our first online class that we are planning and filming without, like, moving the store, sort of.
Yeah.
Like, it'll be a little, maybe it'll be more efficient.
We'll maybe be more focused.
Yes.
And I think that was another thing that happened this year is we started selling a lot of online products.
Yes.
Products online from our store. Because we had an online store when we had our brick and mortar store also.
Mm-hmm.
And when we moved, you know, after we moved and closed the brick and mortar storefront, we continued to do that. And then it sort of escalated on us. And I think we thought, oh, well, here's a little money while we're in the midst of producing this other media.
Right.
And I think it overtook us by surprise.
We got too into shipping physical products. Like,
so we became this fulfillment center.
That's
instead
right.
of this media producing center, which was our real goal.
So now what we're doing is we're going to focus products we ship on some very specialized merchandise, like the SoHere box
right.
and our special easy check tape measure.
Right.
The special enamel pins.
We do have a few things that you cannot really obtain anywhere else. Or if you want to obtain them, you have to buy 1,000 of them.
Yes. So we decided to focus that up, and we think that's going to be better for everyone. Things will get shipped better from other places, do you?
Well, and that's when you told me about an affiliate program that I didn't understand.
So for those of you who have blogs, this might be interesting to you. And I wrote a blog post about affiliate links and how we're using them. Affiliate marketing is where you work with another business and you talk about their products and you link to them and you get what's called an advertising fee. So this is just very interesting to me in the whole online economy environment.
To me, it's like how it should be.
Right.
It makes a lot of sense.
So instead of Amazon or another sewing supply company buying advertising on Google or something,
right,
they allow people who have websites or whatever to link to their products and you get like a commission or this advertising fee, which to me really set us free in a lot of ways.
Yes.
Because something that's really difficult to ship that I love to talk about all the time is Annie Soft and Stable.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
And, you know, this podcast.
Well, you're also, it seems almost a waste that it's being shipped to you and then shipped. Yeah. Like, why? It's a waste of not just people energy, but fossil fuel
you're
and everything
totally
else.
Correct.
Yeah.
Affiliate marketing is green. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, this podcast, we're all BFFs, right? Like, Nina isn't it? Are we Nina's BFF?
Nina?
Remember, she was like, you're my BFF.
Yes.
And her husband was like, no.
If you listen to us or you're on the Self-Sewn Wardrobe face page or the ZD Sewing Studio Facebook page, you are our friend. And
that's
don't let
right.
anyone else tell you anything else.
You can play them this section of this podcast.
And if you don't like being our friend, you can dismember yourself.
Here, just be.
How do you like that? Dismember.
Just be quiet for one moment. We are your best friends. There you go. Just play on that. Okay. Just that little segment there.
And you could kind of figure out how to add your name in there. Like,
yeah.
You know. Yes. Like, we love Sharon, and she's our best friend.
So, while this podcast is very friendly and stuff, this is a business. And that's why I was bringing that up.
Right.
You know, so I was like, I can't do all these Soft and Stable tutorials
right.
when I can't feasibly sell Soft and Stable or
right.
something like that. You know, we should do more about, you know, whatever. And so in planning your content, of course, you'll notice like other sewing bloggers, they blog around their patterns or
That's
they blog
right.
around their products. And I'm excited to be able to talk about things like I genuinely enjoy without having to get hundreds of packages shipped to my house.
Or investing thousands of dollars.
That's right.
And and hours of time in
right.
this shipping manipulation thing.
And so if you're a blogger of any kind, if you listen to this and you're a sewing blogger or you're a lifestyle blogger or whatever, this is something that you should look into to support your blog if it's something that you're interested in. A lot of people do this. I was noticing two of my blogging idols, Abby Glassenberg.
I knew you would say that.
And Cora Harrington. She is the lingerie addict.
Right.
They both use this.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well.
Okay, Abby Glassenberg, please don't jump off of a bridge because Mallory will too.
You're so right. In fact, I've started doing so many things because of her. All right. I'll stop fangirling. Okay. So, yeah, affiliate
so,
marketing.
And also in there somehow and through all this, because we were making some money, not very efficiently and not very well through, you know, shipping things, we knew we needed more support. We needed more financial support. So we started the Patreon, and that's another story.
Yeah,
this is a story within a story.
Cliffhanger on that, and let's take a message break, and we'll come back and tell you about the Patreon saga.
So, Mal, what's going on with the Patreon?
Well,
because, like, I thought I got it, and now it's No, I don't get it anymore.
I spent all this time explaining it to you.
I know. I'm well, not, you know, just wait like 10 days and then explain things to me.
Well, here's the deal. We started a Patreon in late fall of 2017.
And a Patreon is a way to support us what we do.
Support the podcast. Right. Patreon, though, is a company of its own, outside of our control. Right. And recently, Patreon has let us know that they were going to change their fee structure. And it was going to cost you, the patrons, our supporters, it was going to cost you more money. Literally.
And we weren't going to get any more.
Yeah, we were.
Really?
Yes,
oh, were
we?
Oh, okay.
You
see? I don't understand.
We were going to get more money. We were going to not have to pay the transaction fees.
Oh, I see. So they were passing it.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I did explain this to Mom before the podcast, but anyway, they were going to pass the transaction fees onto you, the patron. And when they announced this and they let patrons know, I asked a few of our patrons how they felt, and most people were so kind and said they didn't care much.
Right.
But I thought it was really silly. These transaction fees are standard on the internet whenever you buy anything from anybody.
Standard in business.
Standard all the time. So I thought I just knew right away when this structure changed that we had a solution that was actually going to mean that you, the patron, would not have to cover those transaction fees, and that we, the makers, the artists, you know, the podcasters, would not have to pay 5% to Patreon anymore. So we have opened our own membership site, sewhere.com/membership. It's going to look very familiar in terms of the levels of support that you can give.
Uh-huh.
And this is going to be our alternative to Patreon. It's going to allow us to deliver exclusive content to you. Still, we're going to be billing your credit card or PayPal, whichever one you wish to use to support us. And if you're listening to this in December of 2017, and you've already been billed by Patreon, if you go and sign up, I will refund your
December fee
pledge.
Yeah.
Yes. So this will be in your email inboxes. You can email me about it, etc. And we have some very exciting things planned for 2018.
Right.
Don't we, Mom?
And for those of you who have not signed up to patronize.
To patronize us.
we would appreciate you going to sewhere.com/membership.
That's right.
And see if there is a level you would like to support us at.
Yes. And the response we got to our Patreon was absolutely wonderful. And it is some income that has come to really help us to produce these podcasts. And it's something we like to rely upon. And actually, it's going to help us create more content on our own site so that no matter what Patreon decides to do in the future, we don't have to deal with it.
Right. So now we're just not dependent on somebody else making our business decisions.
And getting in the way of our relationship with you, our listeners, it's all up to, you know, you and us now. So if you go to sewhere.com/membership, there should be something there right now. Our exclusive online content will be available on January 1st of 2018. I hope to get the first issue of our little sewing magazine up there, which is going to be available to some of the levels. The wardrobe planner is also another thing that's going to be available to our supporters. So yeah, check out sewhere.com/membership and transfer over if you were on Patreon, and check it out if you have not ever looked at that page before.
Sewing out loud.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Okay, so...
So Mallory found this great program.
Yeah.
And then she had to explain it to me like she does, you know, and Patreon does this and this is how it works and it's magnificent and blah, blah, blah. And we only have this like user fee and all this and all. So she told me all about it and it got going.
So I've known about Patreon for a long time. As a podcast listener, some people don't know what the heck it is. We still have ad spots for our Patreon in our past podcast episodes at this point, but we're working on taking those out. And it was a place where people could make contributions to support the podcast.
Right.
And
it's subscribing to us.
Patreon gives you the opportunity to give exclusive content to those contributors as well.
Right.
Well, this all seemed to be going okay. And we got a lot of love, a lot of support, and it was very welcome. And
just when we were comfortable.
It made me want to cry how many people were pledging because it was fabulous. Now, I did, though, know that we could deliver exclusive content through our website, through the platform that we have. And I was like, okay, how am I going to transfer, like, the email addresses and the da-da-da-da-da, okay. So then Patreon goes and shoots themselves in the foot, and they decide they're going to transfer transaction fees to the contributors instead of through us, the creators.
Well, there was going to be both, right?
No.
Oh, okay. So I didn't understand that
Contributors
totally.
Would get the transaction fee taken out, and we would have just gotten the Patreon fee taken out.
Oh, okay. Sense. Yes. Sorry. I mean, I knew we had a fee. Okay.
So anyway... People got so angry about this and so upset and published many open letters and blog posts and stuff that Patreon took it back. But in the meantime, I very, very, very hastily, but I think...
I think we were prudent about it.
Fashion. I'm just saying that I had to work very quickly. I want to get across that to work very quickly.
Right. No, there was a lot of work in... Basically, going from that program to the program that was based in our software on our website.
That's right. So we changed and we have our own membership site now that you can learn about at sohere.com/membership. And the perks of being a member are wardrobe planners and then something we're launching in the new year, the So Long and So Happy zine, little extra content there for you contributors as well. And the reason I started the Self-Sewn Wardrobe group in 2016 was for this wardrobe planner.
That's right. Mallory's been talking about this wardrobe planner forever. But then she also decided to pop a baby out.
Yep.
And
I'm going to sneeze. Go ahead.
And actually, it did not go quite as smoothly as we thought it was going to go. I don't know. It just seemed like little stuff kept happening.
Well, and big stuff, too. You know, part of the shipping thing...
The baby was really big, but...
Yeah, and part of the shipping thing is at, like, 6 or 7 months pregnant...
Oh, Mallory kept getting stuck between the boxes.
Well, no. I couldn't walk.
No. And she would turn and get stuck, like, in a tower between a box and a piece of furniture.
That's not what
you
I'm
would,
talking
too,
about.
But you would.
No, but I'm talking about... I was like, oh, my gosh.
Right.
Someone just ordered something... And my pelvic, like my pubic symphysis hurts so bad that I cannot get up right now. Like I, you know, and I guess you never know if that kind of stuff is going to happen when you get pregnant.
Right.
You never know what kind of health stuff is going to come up for you. And I started to get really angry, like not at the baby necessarily.
Oh, no, just at me.
But it was.
Sam, remember those days? They were lovely, weren't they, Sam?
It was really hard. And I know a lot of people work while they're pregnant. But, you know, somebody said something in the group. They were like, you didn't even take a maternity leave. And I'm like, yeah, maybe that was stupid. Like, you know, maybe that was dumb of me not to do that. So going to plan a little better. I wasn't supposed to get to have the baby then.
Well, right. Well, then we were misled with a
Let's not get into my whole medical history with
a couple of diagnoses that turned out not to be true diagnoses. It was very bizarre.
Like their aunt.
And then she had the baby the week that I was supposed to be at the lake in the condo, and our friends were here.
That's right. But like their ancestors before them, my children are just kind of, you know, little difficult, and they'll just do whatever they want, right? They didn't follow the plan.
You mean they didn't read the textbook?
That's right.
That's right.
That's right. Okay, so had this baby. He's super cute. Baby Jerome. And I didn't take a maternity leave. In fact, 6 hours after delivering the baby, I was handling some sort of kerfuffle in the group. And now,
yes,
when there's a kerfuffle, you just get deleted, okay?
Go with it.
I'm not having it. I'm like, oh, you trying to start some stuff? I'm just bye-bye, you know? So no more. There are still kerfuffles for sure, but no more of that. And the membership site, in case you want to know, if you're a ZigZag member, that's the highest level member, you get access to an exclusive Facebook group where ZD and I do a live broadcast, and there are fewer kerfuffles there, right?
I guess, yes.
So the big, the
I think you're right.
Well,
I think the non-serious members tend to like to stir the pot.
I agree.
I'm trying to be politically correct,
yes,
and use nice words.
That's right.
So I don't cause a kerfuffle.
We don't want to cause a kerfuffle.
Yes.
And I think the self-sewn wardrobe.
I have a kerfuffle on the bottom of my skirt.
Okay. You know? I think the self-sewn wardrobe group, I strive to make it like this bright, fun spot on Facebook.
Okay. Well,
Facebook can be sort of a bleak, yes, place sometimes. And actually, Sam, remind me to give you this link. Marty, this is, I think, like the second or third time we've called her out on this podcast. She shared an article, and it was like how to be on Facebook without actually being on Facebook, so that you can access things like groups,
right,
without seeing a bunch of other like
garbage,
awful stuff,
yes, mean,
yeah,
stuff, mm-hmm, all the mean hate stuff. Well, and just the false stuff, that's silly stuff.
Yes, it's, yes, like any other place. So I appreciate that, Marty. I'll link to that. Thank you. It was like how to be on Facebook without being on Facebook.
Yeah.
You know? But it's a place where a lot of people are, and it's a nice community.
Yes.
And we also have met people from far and wide.
Yes.
Who
we're international.
Who are excellent contributors to the group. So I appreciate that. Anything else that happened in 2017?
Well, we did get a complaint about some of the
oh, I went and filmed
audio on one of the podcasts. And I want you all to know it's because Mallory was breastfeeding as we were podcasting.
No, and you said complained. I was on Fonz and Porter.
Oh, yeah, you were on Fonz and Porter. That's,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, that was a big deal.
Right.
So I was pregnant then, and I went to Iowa to film Fonz and Porter. The episodes are each 23 minutes long.
Yeah.
And I filmed 2 episodes in like 3 hours.
And they were very impressed with her.
I was also impressed with myself. I just want to toot my own horn there that we were, Sarah Gallegos and I were just on the ball that day. And we presented our information and
you were just an excellent pair.
It was fabulous.
You were, yes, an excellent pair.
I loved the experience. I just love being on TV. Big surprise, everyone. So that was another big thing.
Right.
We also went to Baby Lock Common Threads.
We did.
For the first time.
We did.
In 2017.
And you know, this is sort of a sad note, but that was the last time we saw Nancy Zeman in person.
That's very true.
And we actually had a really nice interaction with her when we first got there. She held the door open for us while we unpacked.
I'm so embarrassed.
I mean, you know, we knew she was ill and not quite. No, but she would not act ill.
No. So she's walking.
With a cane.
Yeah, with a cane. Right. And I think we've told this story in another podcast.
We have.
She's walking with a cane into the hotel, and we're at this like side door, like bringing our stuff in. And there's mom. She's backing the car up, and there's me, and I'm not like super pregnant, but
pregnant
I
enough.
I look really pregnant.
You look super pregnant.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And so Nancy Zeman's just holding the door open, and I'm like, oh my gosh, we got to get this luggage out of the car real fast.
No, and I said to her, you know, you don't have to do that. We're fine. We can handle this. And she says, I'm just not doing anything else. I'm just fine. Just let me do this. And I did have a really nice time with her. I'm going to get kind of weepy here.
Yeah, I'm getting a little choked up,
The last day we were there, I did this silly, simple thing with her that I went into the kitchen and I got a handful of chocolate kisses, okay? Uh-huh. And, you know, Nancy was not only a celebrity to all of you, but she's a celebrity to us, okay?
She was the original.
A mentor. She paved the way in the business of sewing.
That's right.
Where women weren't there. It was men controlling this. And she did this. She's a hero in many, many ways. Anyway, she was sitting fairly close to me. We were all sitting at sewing machines. And I walked over and I gave her like half of my kisses, which was like three. Okay.
Yeah.
And she said, "What? Thank you. Thank you so much for that, thinking about me." And I was just like, when she said that, I thought, you know, sometimes she was unapproachable, I think, to people. And that was not what she put out at all.
People can be intimidated.
Right. That was not what she put out at all.
Yeah.
And I thought, not everybody does this, you know.
Yeah.
But you would have thought I gave her gold. You know, and that's my last memory of her.
Yeah, she was.
I'm getting a little teary-eyed, guys.
Yeah, it really. Well, what's funny about this whole situation and remembering Nancy Zeman, too, is that I went to my husband's Christmas party. He is an elementary school teacher.
Uh-huh.
And I was standing there and somebody goes, "Oh, Mallory," you know, and I'm like, oh, I'm looking at her and I can't remember who she is. She's like, you know, I was a customer of yours, and I asked her, I said, "Can you remind me of your name?" She told me her name, and then I put it together with, like, Derek's always calling the teachers by their last name. It's like, oh, I don't want to say her full name just in case for privacy, but she listens to the podcast. Her first name's Jane. Hi, Jane. And then I remembered what sewing machine she had that we sold her. But
it wasn't the Jane.
No, it wasn't the Jane. It was the Melody. But we ended up talking about Nancy Zeman.
Yeah.
And, you know, and she was like, it was so sad to lose her. And I said, you know, yes. And I brought up she was holding the door open for us, you know, and she's like, "I know, I listened to that episode of the podcast," and she obviously has left an impression on so many people.
So it was a loss in 2018, but she's always been a gift.
2017.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But she has always been a gift.
And she still will be. I mean,
Her media is there and it's not going to stop.
And that's sort of what I've been learning about media and just – media is such a big term, and I know that we have some really, really well-educated, smart people who listen to this podcast, who are experts in, like, writing and history and things like that, and I am learning through this process of creating this media and preserving it how important it is, like, all record-keeping is to humanity, even if it's a sewing business.
Right,
you know?
Right. Nothing is just incidental or trivial.
No.
It all has some effect.
You know, and like people who kept diaries of their day-to-day lives in the 1500s.
Or during the Civil War.
Yeah.
Right.
That's so valuable to
us. What were people doing then?
Yeah.
So
I hope that we can just, you know, somewhat contribute to that as well. And so anyway, Nancy certainly did.
And I think I've definitely contributed to that by publishing the picture of the vagina pillow.
All right. We just had to bring it up. Let's leave this episode on a lighter note, right?
Yes. And there is a name I would like to call, or like sort of, what should I say? You know, 2017 would be the year of the three-thread narrow.
Okay. We went from vagina to three. Yes,
but I couldn't leave either one of those out, right?
Okay, so if you want to search our Self Sewn Wardrobe Facebook group, search for vagina.
No. If you search Zeedy Gostaniu, it pops up.
It's the first thing. Yeah. Okay. Well, just search vagina. You will see the vagina pillow. Okay. It's going to get its own episode. Don't worry. And then the year of the three-thread narrow, I think you're totally correct, Mom. It was our year of preaching about the three-thread narrow.
Hashtag 3TN.
Hashtag 3TN is bae, someone said. And yeah. I was like, I like that. Yeah. So, we're excited to bring our techniques to you to realize that what we have to offer is important and valuable, and you all are showing us that, and we're able to make even more of it now with your support. So thank you so much, and we're going to have a happy new year. We want you to have a happy new year, too, and we will talk to you next year.
So long, and so happy new year, 2018.
Thanks for listening to Sewing Out Loud. For even more expert sewing advice, visit sewhere.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.